Adelaide's 5AA. Julie Reynolds.
Phone 8223 0000.
Interactive Radio. 1395 Adelaide's 5AA.
Good morning. That music's going to wake you up, isn't it? 20 past five. We're about 10 minutes away from some new sport and weather. Fantastic with Ann Stone. And, of course, we've got the best of breakfast coming up at 6 o'clock. We have the best breakfast show, not just in South Australia, but in Australia. It's proven. Everybody knows it. We've got JK and we've also got Jane Doyle. Keith Conlon's having a couple of weeks off. Speaking of people having a couple of weeks off, guess what, Selwyn?
Peter's overseas. Oh, no, he's in Victoria, isn't he?
I don't know where he is.
Yeah, he said to me he was heading to Victoria, so, yeah.
Right.
I think that's where he is.
Well, he could be. He's anywhere. All we know is I'm not him.
You sound a bit different, Julie.
A little bit different. I've got a little bit more of an accent. Something like that. I don't know. Now, this is a segment that you normally do with Peter. It's called Across the Ditch. And seeing as I've rung a number in England, I'm thinking that what we're talking about right here has got something to do with England. Am I right?
No, not really.
I've got no idea what I'm talking about.
No, what's happening here is we've got Julia Gillard over here in New Zealand at the moment.
Representing the country as
Prime Minister for a time anyway, by the sound of it. But she's attending the Pacific Islands Forum. That's where all the leaders of the Pacific, including obviously New Zealand and Australia, they gather once a year and discuss a lot of the big issues that are kind of impacting on the whole region. Now, they're all here. All the leaders are being shuttled off to a place called Waiheke Island, which is a small island, a short ferry ride off the waterfront of Auckland City. And they're going to have that, you know, that big powwow or chinwag about what's going on. Some of the big issues, Julie, supposedly are going to be all talking about how to improve tourism from the whole region, fisheries, you know, or the problems with the tuna stocks and how to address that. Energy, now that's a big one. And the other piece is education. Now, if we look at energy first, many of the smaller island states, they've been kind of contemplating having their energy needs, the power generation needs, addressed by having installed these new nuclear technologies. If you take Tonga, for example, it has been looking at whether or not it's feasible. Now, there have been in talks, even the Tongan king, he actually said in the Tongan parliament last year that they were thinking of having these new nuclear technologies to solve all their problems, because at the moment they're reliant on diesel generators and things like that. Now, obviously, many people are thinking, well, after the Japanese tsunami, is it really, you know, a good option for Pacific Island states to actually go this way? So that no doubt is going to be a big ticket of discussion up there. There are other, like up above Australia, for example, Saipan, which is in between Australia, Papua New Guinea and Japan. I mean, that's already passed laws, so it can put nuclear technologies on its low-lying islands, you know. So this is a big issue.
What do you think, Selwyn? What do you think?
Ooh. I'm a Kiwi. We're anti-nuclear over here.
Yeah.
It's a terrible situation. You know, imagine one of these new nuclear technologies are the size of a refrigerator. You know, they're so small, and it's not like these great big power stations of of the 70s and 80s that we saw getting built.
Well,
these things are small.
I don't know if it's naivety on my behalf, but I don't. As soon as somebody says nuclear, I sort of go, oh, get it away from me.
Yeah, well, you know,
that sounds scary to me.
I mean, this was a big topic of discussion when APEC was held in Sydney. George Bush and John Howard really pushed the ticket on this one. They were saying that if people went to these new nuclear technologies, well, then, you know, coal burning power stations like in China and all over the globe, they would actually stop producing a lot of the world's problems relating to climate change. So that's where the debate kind of swings between the two. These new nuclear technologies, Julie, they've got it worked out so that they pump out about 20, 30 megawatts of power now. That saves those smaller islands so much money and so much kind of problems with diesel generation and getting rid of the diesel drums and all of that type of thing, that you can see why they're thinking,
that's a good idea.
Safe. This is the way to go. Size of the refrigerator, but my concern would be if you had a tsunami or something like that. Imagine those things bobbing around in the surf.
Well, Selwyn, you know, okay, we've saved ourselves a bit of money, but all our fish have got three heads and our children have got four legs.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
And I know that's worst case scenario, but that...
Yeah, I know.
You've got to look at it, don't you?
You've got to look at worst case scenario like up in Japan, don't you? The other big issue was education. Now, Julia Gillard and John Key, the New Zealand Prime Minister, they announced yesterday that there's nearly 1 million school-aged children in the Pacific that currently do not attend school.
You're kidding.
And Gillard and Key, they announced jointly establishing a program where it will ensure half of those kids will get into school. And they've put up, you know, around, was it, $124.5 million Australian dollars each, basically. And New Zealand also investing a bit more in scholarships and training programs. So there is some positive stuff to come out of that too. And I know in the energy thing, if we just jump back to that a bit, that there are big moves, like even in New Zealand is working in a PPP or a private public partnership type deal with energy companies called Meridian over in Tonga to try and actually build some alternative and sustainable renewable energies rather than it go the way that the Tongan King kind of suggests. But yeah, that's a big topic. The other big topic in New Zealand at the moment, of course, is the Rugby World Cup, Julie. And that kicks off literally on Friday night with an opening ceremony that supposedly is going to be something pretty good.
Now, let me guess. Is there going to be a haka?
Oh, there will be.
Or two?
Haka, yeah. New Zealand All Blacks, they play Tonga on Friday night. So we're thinking
they're big boys, those Tongan boys, aren't they?
I mean, if they all form together in one great big scrum or something and ran down the field, I don't think the All Blacks would be able to stop them. But you know,
no, look out.
It'll be a good game. And the tournament, for those who follow rugby, the Australians, I'm just looking on the screen here, the Australia Wallaby team, it plays Italy on Sunday at 3:30 New Zealand time. So that's around about 1 p.m. Australian time on Sunday. The Australians play Italy in Pool C. So that's a big event. Here, you know, rugby's like a religion, Julie, and, you know, there's flags flying everywhere. But we never realised how many Tongans were living in New Zealand until the All Blacks were announced to go and face Tonga this Friday, tomorrow night. And there have been cars all over Auckland City flying the Tongan flag, and it's almost like Tongans have come up, they've woken up, you know, and they're flying their flag. It's just a sea of red. So
yeah, look out. Now, obviously this is a big deal, this particular, it's the World Rugby, isn't it?
Yeah, World Cup.
World Cup.
Rugby World Cup.
So what other countries has it been played? So does New Zealand feel like very, very special to actually have it because it, usually it's in Germany or Switzerland or...
Well, it's it's been in if we look at it's been in France, it's been in the UK, it's been in South Africa, Australia hosted it once. New Zealand hosted the first one in 1987. And that's the last time the New Zealanders, the All Blacks, won the World Cup. So you've got to go back 24 years for New Zealand to kind of say, we won the World Cup.
Well, Selwyn, just for you, even though, I'm an Aussie and I should be barracking for the Aussies, just for you, I'm going to barrack for New Zealand. Go, All Blacks. Yeah, why
that's
not?
That's brave. That's very brave. Well, maybe
don't tell
end,
anyone.
Maybe in the end, I forget the way that the polls all kind of come through. But the favourites are, New Zealand All Blacks. Australia's a favourite, South Africa's a favourite, and the UK, England. The England team is another favourite.
So, if you don't win, I hope you come second.
To Australia. Sometimes it makes for a better sleep if you actually put a bit of a flutter on the other side.
Well, you never know. Well, it sounds like it's all action over there in New Zealand, and I'm glad that we worked out it was New Zealand. I thought I was ringing London, which is hilarious. Because I've gone, what's going on in London? I don't know. I'm in New Zealand. Do you want to hear about what's going on over here? Sure, why not?
Yeah, you'd be thinking, that accent doesn't sound too UK.
Well, I thought you might have been an expat Kiwi over in London. But I got it completely wrong.
You go. We put you right.
There you go. It's fine, isn't it?
Oh, it's no worries.
No.
I remember doing a live cross with Peter Godfrey ages ago from London, but I was still doing a New Zealand news roundup from way over there. And it was a bit of a challenge because I just got off the aircraft about 5 hours before and I was jet-lagged, sound asleep when the call came through. So it was a bit of
and
a
it's
challenge.
And I said, Selwyn, tell us what's going on in New Zealand. Hold on, I've just got to ring it and find out. I'll just send an email. Ma, anything happen? Well, you might want to talk about this. But no, thank you very much, Selwyn. And look, is there any plug that we give you at the end of it? Because I don't want to miss that.
Oh, I think what you usually say, he says, the net with Selwyn Manning across the ditch in New Zealand and Auckland City, co-editor of Scoop Independent News. I think that's what Peter says, something like that.
What? Well, you know what? What he just said.
There you go.
There you go. And when Peter has another day off, hopefully I'll get to catch up with you because I think you're tops.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Terrific. Okay, all right, we got some new sport and weather, and we'll talk to Selwyn next time. Thanks very much. And what he said about Scoop Magazine.